President Mahama said his commitment is to build a more inclusive government with a single purpose, as was the vision of his predecessor. He noted that it is only in death that people's attributes are recognized. He said as a country, he's sure that everyone recognizes that an asset has been lost.
The events of last week were so shocking that it's not something that I like to recount. I think God knows best, like you said, for everybody. It will come when it will come. But I guess that we should take the opportunity presented by what has happened to try and build a nation that is more inclusive, in which, you know, we are more united and work with a more single sense of purpose than we have done in the past. That is the commitment that I have. You never know the value of an asset you have until you lose it. And I think that people are discovering, you know, what asset we had in our president, Professor Atta Mills.
Mr. Sali said the death of President Mills hits the international community as a shock.
I can't find the right words, frankly, with which to express how I feel. The good thing is that most of the Ghanaians I've met so far, they seem to be resolved to continue with life. They seem to be wishing to be united behind the leader. And life goes on. As I was telling a friend, we are all heading there. The only thing that we can't know for sure is when and where, but not if. But the most important thing is that when you are alive and blood is still, you know, running in your veins, you do the best that you can do, so that at the end of the day, at least you say, I left the world different from the way I found it.
President Mahama, about 2 weeks ago, had an interview with Chaka Sali on Straight Talk Africa about a book he launched in the USA. Chaka Sali is also in the country with a team of journalists from East Africa to do a documentary on Ghana.